Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Begin. Oh, my nose needs to stop. This can't be a thing.
I see myself in the reflection of this water.
That's what happens with water.
I can booger check myself now.
I feel like I've said this before on like one of my like high but not high conversations that I've had with you. Humans, are we even meant to see ourselves?
I think, yeah, just because of water.
Just because water, but like mirrors is a human invention.
A mirror is a human invention. You know what I never really understood about mirrors? And like, I might get called stupid for it because I simply just don't know because I didn't care to look into it. But like, why is that the only thing you can see in a mirror is what it reflects, but the mirror is still silver? You know, say I'm like wearing a blue shirt and I look in the mirror and I see my blue shirt. The mirror isn't. It's still silver, but like my shirt's not silver, it's blue in the reflection.
It doesn't make any sense. The mirror reflects and shows exactly what's in front of it, yet it's still silver, even if what's in front of it is not silver. I can't answer the question, can anybody else? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like a mirror should be clear, but for some reason we all think it's silver.
Weird. Do my lips look like slimy a little bit?
No, why?
I was just wondering because I have lip balm on. I put like an excessive amount on. But it looks fine?
No, it doesn't look like you're wearing any.
Oh, okay, cool.
They kind of look dry. They kind of look like...
They're not dry.
They look comparable to like a salamander's toenails. Like a desert salamander's toenails.
They have toenails?
Think about it.
I'm trying to remember.
Probably.
I'm trying to remember from the last time I saw one of those things.
So that was just the first comparison that came to mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of something I could think of like... It was a pretty immediate
thought. Off the top real quick.
All right. I do want to get into something that's happening right now because we can't ignore it, obviously.
Yeah. First episode of the new year. It's January 6th right now while we're recording. And the Capitol building is being invaded by white supremacist terrorists. So that's fucked up.
It just made me take a deep breath.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm really mad. And I'm going to try not to be like too emotional and like angry right now so that I can actually get my words out, because when I get angry and emotional, sometimes I don't know what to say. But just thinking back to like the Black Lives Matter protests and attending one of them, not gonna lie, it was a little bit scary. Although the protest was 100% peaceful and we made sure of it before we got there that it was going to be peaceful, it was scary. There was police officers in riot gear with guns with rubber bullets pointed at us, and may I add that I shouldn't have been remotely as scared as other people who were attending who were of color, because I am white, and for that reason I'm privileged. And it just goes to show how privileged white people are that they're literally being essentially let into the Capitol building right now to vandalize it and terrorize.
Well, they're not being let in, but they're not being held back.
No, I saw a video that the police officers literally opened the gates.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up. I just saw so angry.
I just saw a video, and there was like a bunch of, yeah, like terrorists, and they were breaking through one of the windows, literally a window of the building. Mm-hmm. And then they popped two of the windows out with riot shields and a wooden stick.
Oh, so the terrorists had the riot shields.
Yeah, like the white supremacists. Mm. Like, and they, as they were climbing through the window, a security guard came around the corner inside of the building and then just didn't even put his gun up or anything like that. He didn't even, like, they flinched as they were getting in and they just continued to pile into the building.
So
what the fuck? I was on a knee. And again, I shouldn't be scared, but I took the front line of the... That's where I should be. I should be in the front line because I have white privilege. And so when I was marching, I was in the line in the front of the group that I was with where...
When we kneeled in front of...
We knelt in front of the
police officers.
Yeah, the police that were patrolling the streets. And so I was... It was like me, and then directly in front of me was a cop with an... It looked like an AR. I think it shot rubber bullets. But I was on a knee... Every single person in our protest was on a knee saying, please kneel with us.
Like,
please come together in unity and kneel with us so that we can all recognize that something
needs to change here. Yeah.
Needs to change here. Yeah. So I'm taking a knee and the officer and like the line of officers in front of me were raising their guns and then putting them down and then raising their guns and then putting them down and pointing a gun at my fucking chest.
Yeah.
And I was on a knee on public property. These people are terrorists going into the Capitol building. Congress building? Is that what it is?
Capitol.
And they're not even being like shooed away.
Yeah, I know.
Just openly let in.
Yeah. And I also want to add to that, we were on the front line like we were supposed to, and we shouldn't have been nearly as fearful as anybody else who was a part of the protest who was of color, because... Again, we have white privilege. I just want to like... It's so fucking frustrating. It's so frustrating seeing these videos and how people in this country are still being targeted because of the color of their skin and treated a different way because of the color of their skin.
I mean,
not even that like... it's hard. I want to get emotional and angry like this because...
I mean, I think a lot of people listening could... assume what would be going on if the people entering or trying to enter the building right now in DC were of color.
Yeah.
It would not be going the way it is right now.
Yeah. No, and if they were black, then they would for sure be shooting. It's fucked up.
God, it's so fucked up.
Dude, these people are...
I don't get... Okay, I'm trying to get emotional. I just don't understand how people don't make this connection or just don't understand that it's unfair. It's so clearly unfair.
Yeah. And not only is it unfair, it's like what's going on right now is not only, you know, not only are they not taking action and enforcing that same riot police force that they did with the Black Lives Matter movement, but they're almost condoning this behavior because the president of the United States, as of right now, Donald Trump, made a speech saying that he loves these people and that they're special, but please go home.
He literally called a group of terrorists special who are harming people that work for him in his building.
And doing much more than that as well.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Yeah.
Also,
the only thing that would make sense right now, Trump,
where the fuck's the tear gas? Where are the rubber bullets that we were all... fearing when we were peacefully marching.
I saw a photo
for an agreeable good cause. Obviously,
we were
taking a stance for the right thing. That's apparent, and we were still at risk of being rubber bulleted and tear gassed.
Yeah. I saw a photo on Twitter of this. I didn't come across it during the Black Lives Matter protest, but I came across it today, and it was from then, but it was a photo of this young black woman, probably in her 20s, early 30s, I couldn't really tell, wearing a dress. It's just her, too, and there's an entire riot police squad with a riot gear, equipment, shields, everything, and they're, like, going to arrest her. And it's just her, literally posing zero threat at all, just standing there, peacefully protesting, and... There are people with actual weapons inside of the Capitol building right now.
Bro, in the video that I saw, there was a guy, riot shield, he broke in, got through. Another guy with a long, like, trench coat on, who knows what's underneath
it's
there.
Just that's a
huge wooden fucking stick that could be used for harm. Clearly, I would not be wanting to stand in front of it. And another guy with a fucking helmet, goggles, full, like armor and equipment, and just let in because the color of their skin. All right, I don't want to stress anyone out listening.
No,
you know
these
what
people
I mean?
These just... people are fucking lunatics in this building right now. How is there better security on Rodeo Boulevard in Beverly Hills, where we peacefully protested, than the Capitol building? How is there better security in Beverly Hills than the Capitol building?
I don't know.
I saw something saying that someone was holding a Confederate flag in the Capitol building right now, and it's in this room next to this picture of George Washington. And there was a fact saying that back in the day when George Washington was president, the Confederates didn't come within like an extremely long mile radius of him. And now they're literally in the Capitol building. Like, our country's in worse shape than kind of it's ever been today.
They're waving a flag of hatred around in the building right now when, like, you know, rainbow flags that symbolize love and acceptance for everyone were being waved around Los Angeles, and then people were being shot at.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. God, I'm going to get too angry. Oh, God. Yeah,
I know.
Fucking... Oh. All right. I gotta move on because I don't want to stress anyone out. And
uncover your face.
I got really like... Oh.
Yeah.
Again, okay, I'm not trying to... I don't want to speak from emotion.
I mean, everybody kind of has a right to be emotional right now.
I know.
Now. Sometimes it's not good to let your emotions get the best of you, but like right now, I think everyone has a right to be emotional.
I think we just got to move on, but I wanted to say my piece there.
Yeah.
And just share my personal experience and the things that I saw firsthand, which I saw through my eyes, so to me they're factual. And there's no fairness going on at all right now.
No, yeah, yeah.
So
I just know, and I have a strong intuition that this country is about to be better than it ever has been.
Yeah. But it's a scary time because you also hear the word civil war being thrown around.
But we have to get through right now.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to instill fear in anybody listening at all. Nice. I hope that everyone listening is safe and they're not too panicked and everything like that, but
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The people who are in charge of our government right now, nothing that must be going through their brains makes sense in the slightest.
That's so scary.
Their moral code, the rationality in the way they think, just is non-existent. And the only thing that would make sense right now is if our president were to be put in jail and impeached. That's
Donald
it.
Trump.
That's the only thing that makes sense right now.
Yeah. Well, today we find out the results, right? I mean, that's what
Electoral College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Joe Biden gets locked in.
Yes. And then on the 20th is when he gets sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully there's a shift then.
I know
there was such a major shift when he actually won and the votes were counted and now, you know, whatever's being said, then now there's like all this, these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought we were leaving all this bullshit in 2020.
Yeah.
But hey, it's still the beginning of the year. And if worse comes to worse, we can just consider the first quarter of this year also 2020. Because I don't want to like lose the hope for 2021.
Yeah, don't lose
I do really believe that it's going to be a great year.
Something about this year is going to like change history forever in a positive way.
Well, just a pattern that I've noticed in my personal life is that the lower I get, the higher the high is immediately after that.
That follows, yeah.
So, I mean, this is really the lowest our country's gotten. And it's been probably the worst year for a lot of us. So it should be followed by the best year. Whether that starts quarter way through 2021, halfway through, it's going to be followed by, you know, a great few years probably. Or great forever. Fuck it. Let's think like that. Let's manifest that.
Let's put it out there. Yeah, this year for me is a big year of manifestation. I know I mentioned that in the last podcast when I was in the middle of the woods speaking. But I've been just talking things, talking about things and my goals and my plans as if they've already happened. And I feel like, why not? You know, if you can do that, why not be like that? Like, instead of saying, oh, I want to direct more this year. It's like, I can't wait till I direct this year. I'm gonna direct this year.
Yeah. Yeah, passion's taken over once again in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's been so long since that happened. It's been like more of a just like trying to stay afloat and trying to figure out how to be content. But fucking, it's time for me to exceed being content. I want to be fucking extremely happy every fucking day. And I could do that if I set my mind to it. And right now, I just got real with we got real with ourselves, and now we're on track to achieve extreme happiness.
Yeah.
You got to get real with yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things just aren't the same as they always were. Sometimes you could love something for so long, and then you don't anymore. And you got to find out what you love next. And you can't hold on to it because you're just holding yourself back.
Well, I think we just went through a major transitional period where we fought so hard to get the life that we just lived for the past 6-7 years, you know, with dropping out of school and committing to making content on social media and having that be like a job and building this and all this stuff. And there comes a time when passions change and things like that. And then you enter this thing called the transitional period, which is the most fucking stressful part of anyone's life, I think. Like, even just moving your house, that's a transitional period in like your personal environment and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so
we kind of did that simultaneously with like our purpose transitional period, which we've gone through multiple of in the past. Like, we've had so many like purpose transition periods in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it was like, this one was the most confusing because it lasted the longest. We've been in limbo for like 8 months now, 9 months. And we kind of turned to like the old answers, you know what I mean? Well, the old things that used to clear up confusion for us, we thought were the same resolutions in this situation. And it wasn't like that.
To put it simply real quick, guys, what we're talking about now is like our career on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to figure out personally before we share with you all. But we're feeling good lately.
Yeah. We're feeling really good about the future, and the future may not involve what we've been used to, what you guys have been used to, but feeling really good and passionate about the future. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to speak too soon because I like to sit on my thoughts.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're consistent.
But we've had a consistently good past week,
which is a record for us this year.
Yeah, for us, definitely. The past 365 days, I think the longest amount of good days that I've had was like 2 in a row, and now I've just come off like 7. All right, let's get into other shit that we can actually talk about. I like your shirt.
Thanks. It says my favorite word on it. It's Teletubbies. They look possessed. I used to love the Teletubbies.
Ethan and I were Teletubbies for Halloween in 5th grade, and we convinced 2 of our good friends to be Teletubbies as well. I was, is that Tinky Winky over on the left, the purple guy?
No, I think that's Poe.
Really?
No, Poe's red.
No, it's...
It's purple.
Yeah, it's Tinky Winky.
You were Tinky Winky?
Yeah, you
were, I was Lala.
You were Lala.
Who the fuck's this?
Is it Elmer or something like that?
Elmer?
No.
What is he, fucking 95 years old?
No, it's Dipsy.
Dipsy! I don't know how I got Elmer.
Neither do I.
Dude, I'm going to name my son that, though.
Elmer?
Maybe. I don't know. Just a thought.
It's going to be one sticky dude.
What?
I get it.
Oh. You get it.
Who remembers, here's a blast from the past, who remembers covering their hands
with Elmer's
glue on purpose when they were young just so they could peel it off? I thought that was a thing that only I did. I remember like being in an art classroom and like looking around and be like, yo, so no one's looking, okay, I can cover my hands in this glue. And then, like, my teacher wasn't looking. I would, like, cover my hands in the glue, and then I would, like, go like this, and then it would dry, and then I would peel it off. Oh, when life was simpler, and you would just cover your hands in glue and peel it off for entertainment. And now you have to, like, now you have to go on social media and stuff.
You don't, though.
You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
Are you going to, here's a question for you, because yeah. I have never asked you this. Okay. Are you going to give your kids, when you have them, an iPad? Or an iPod.
What the fuck's going to exist when I have kids?
Or an iPhone. Are you going to give them like...
Although I always say that because I think I'm going to be like this 50-year-old man with kids. But like I'm probably going to have kids in like this decade, obviously. So it's like... That is kind of soon. iPads still will exist. Unless... All
right, the latest piece of
hologram.
The latest piece of Apple technology. Are you going to give your kids that for entertainment when they're young?
If it is as simple as an iPad, yeah. And you know why? Because I've always been against it. Because like my parents didn't give me an iPhone or a phone or whatever for a while. But then again, phones had... What, 9 buttons and they were flip phones? So it wasn't like I had access to too much shit. But I don't know. I think it gives kids advantages when they have access to shit from a young age. Because it's like our generation, this whole political, everything that's going on right now with this new election, it kind of shows who's on the right side of history and who's, you know, the better thinkers in the situation, which I'd probably hand to our generation.
Yeah.
Versus the older generation who's kind of stuck in their ways. Not everybody, but I'd say a vast majority. So I think that it helps you be, you know, advance quicker and stay with the times. I think it's going to be really important for my kids to be, you know, smarter than me in some aspects. So I think giving them technology will help them do that.
Because there's more access to education.
Yeah. But I will monitor. Because, will you let your kids have social media? I guess that's the question you're going for.
No, that wasn't. I was just going for like, will I let my kid have an iPad that they watch Peppa Pig on all day?
Yeah, but what's wrong with Peppa Pig and games? You watch it on the TV and you play games.
I guess I would let them watch like shows, but that's probably it.
So what wouldn't you want them to have access to?
I would rather them play with their like outside in the yard.
I think they will inevitably.
But do kids do that now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's weird because like me and you came up with the weirdest fun shit to do.
Yeah, because we didn't have the iPads.
I remember going in my room and like laying on my stomach and playing with my action figures and painting this whole thing in my head for like 2 hours straight once. And every time I would go... I don't spend any less than 45 minutes on the toilet when I have to do number two.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a normal human, so it takes 45 minutes.
Yeah.
When I was little, it was the same deal. I didn't have an iPad or an iPhone to keep me occupied. So, occupied. Entertained? I was occupying the toilet.
You were already occupied. You were occupying the bathroom.
Yeah, whatever. So I didn't have an iPhone to keep me entertained, to take my time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For it to be a pleasant experience. So I would take action figures in there, and I would pick like my favorite two, and then I would like pretend my thighs were like some sort of like planet or something that they were living on.
I think I used to do that stuff too. I think I remember sitting on the toilet when I was little and drawing like a picture on my thighs. And then I was like, what am I going to do with this now? Yeah, I definitely did that. But then I got a DS.
Oh, that was the old toilet trick.
Yeah, it was. Do you remember we had to bring back the DSs in like 2000? What year was Hurricane Sandy? 2012? 10? 11?
13 maybe.
Okay.
One of those.
2013? Hurricane Sandy wiped out a huge part of the East Coast. My grandma's
the shoreline, especially.
Yeah, my grandma's beach house literally floated away, along with like the entire community down the shore in South Jersey. And then our area got hit pretty hard too. A lot of trees fell on houses, destroyed cars. It was awful. And we were out of power for 16 and a half days. So no school for 2 weeks. The last 2 days when school started back up, the last 2 days with no power, we had no power and still had to go to school. So I was like, how the fuck do I shower? Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was like a huge like lifestyle change. And we were splitting wood to keep our house warm. And we moved our bird Gizmo from like her normal area in the living room to the family room where the fireplace was to like literally keep her warm so she wouldn't freeze because it was in the winter.
We all moved mattresses and stuff to the family room right by the fire because there was no heat.
But my DS got me through it all. I had a phone and everything at that time, but I couldn't charge it. But my DS held battery for like a while cause you can only play a DS for so long. So like any chance I got, like I would take my DS at like my grandma's house, I'd like charge my DS or whatever, and then come back home and then just have my DS, and that got me through the, that got me through the times.
Or other grandma's house, the one that didn't float away.
Yes. So, but what I'm saying is, like, if I didn't have my DS, it would have been miserable. So I'm gonna give my kids some technology.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Dude, I would actually love to raise my kids like in the middle of the woods.
What do you say? What do you mean by that? When you say that you want to raise them in the middle of the woods, like what's
maybe that's just something I want to do. Maybe they wouldn't even want that.
Yeah, I know, but what's the property look like? What is like your day to day in the middle of the woods? Like, are you talking like in like a tiny home so that you can just sleep in the house and then you're outside in the woods all day? Like literally, what are you doing in the woods?
I think it would be extremely cute for at least a period of time.
Yeah, like four hours.
No, I was thinking like 4 years. To live in a house with my family, I think if I had a tiny home and the kids were young, they would fit in it because they're tiny kids.
Okay.
And how cute would it be to like split wood and then like heat the house with a small ass fireplace and stuff like that? Like I felt so connected to our family when we went through everything with Sandy, and we were like all in the same room and we were just living like it was pretty primitive.
Yeah, but here at the same time is like, if you live a primitive lifestyle, you probably aren't at the most advantage.
No, I know.
Like socially, and also like,
no, there needs to be a balance.
It's important to enjoy. For me, it's important to enjoy the luxuries of life.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you were roasting me for my stone bathtub and stuff. Like, dude, a stone bathtub is awesome. It really is. And I feel like if you have the opportunity to get one in life and you don't do it.
I don't have the fucking opportunity because my bathroom isn't big enough to fit one.
So that's why you're roasting me, because you're jealous. I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's important to enjoy the luxuries of life that you can within your means, that you work for, that you work hard for. But like, I can't get behind like the like designer and shit like that. Like, there's no point in that for me. Anything that can really enhance your quality of life and experiences, I'm down for.
Yeah, I mean, a stone bathtub makes sense. You can meditate in there.
Jealous.
It can bring you happiness and stuff like that.
You just got exposed for being jealous from a stone bathtub that you roasted last episode.
I wasn't roasting your stone bathtub. I was roasting the amount of times that you use the stone bathtub. Sometimes it's twice a day.
Hey, I'm putting it
how supple.
To use. I'm getting my
how supple are your hamstrings, bro?
How supple?
Yeah. They're in hot water all the time. They're probably fucking like, they're like baked potatoes.
They're
at this
quite
point.
Soft. My flexibility has improved tremendously. I could do a motherfucking split.
No, you can't.
I'll get up on the table and do one.
I
right
bet you
now.
Can't even touch your toes. All right. I didn't know he could do that. Maybe they are supple.
I told you, bro. It's the bathtub. It's the stone bathtub.
Yeah. No, I do want a tub when I can fit one in my bathroom.
I will say, when you were gone, when you were in the woods last week, I was forced to use your bathroom. I was.
What? How?
My toilet was being occupied, so I had to use yours because it was an emergency.
There's two other toilets in the house.
It was the closest one.
You obviously don't have to use mine.
It was so much of an emergency that I was in the hallway, and I had to choose the closest bathroom to me, and it just so happened to be yours. So when I was in your bathroom, I must say it is very nice. It's a good vibe. You've mastered the aesthetic in there, and it was a pleasant experience.
I want to thank you. So thank you for that. I just didn't think you had to use it. Imagine if I use yours, though.
You do. You use mine just for fun sometimes.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I'm not even fucking angry at you at all.
You use mine because you come in my room and you just don't, and you want to talk to me.
I think that I'm making myself think that I'm mad that you use my bathroom, but I don't care at all. Yeah. Like, you could shit in my toilet whenever you want.
There's a lot of things that I notice that like I'm trained to care about, but I don't actually give a fuck about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think I care a lot less than I think I do.
Yeah.
I think,
like, for example, my beard. I'm like, oh, I gotta have a clean shaven face or else I look like a dirtbag. And I'm like, dude, fucking, I don't really care, actually. No, but I really don't. Like, I can't figure out why I actually gave a fuck.
Bro, like when you get a pair of new shoes and I crease them, I'm like, oh, damn, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's life, bro. You creased your shoes, so what? Imagine if you just got real with yourself and dropped all those things you really didn't care about. Yeah. And pretend you did.
Like after I pee, like if I like, you know, drip a little bit and I pee in my pants or something, like I don't care at all. All
right. Something you care about that I can't get behind is you care when you have a stain on your shirt.
Oh, then I do care.
If he then has a stain on his shirt, we need to drive home. Like he'll be, it'll just be me and him in the car and he'll like spill like a kombucha on his shirt. He's like, oh, and he rips it off while he's on the highway.
No.
Safely in a Tesla.
Okay.
No, he does. He rips his fucking shirt off because he can't look at the stain.
I do keep an emergency shirt in the trunk of my car.
I can't get behind that. I don't care.
There's a secret compartment in my trunk, and I guess it's not so secret anymore, but I keep my spare shirt back there. And it's always a black one, just because it can go with any color that I'd be wearing. And it's spill-proof, because if I'm wearing a white shirt, I got the black shirt in the back, because if I spill on the white shirt, I have a spill-proof shirt in the back. Because then it's my last chance. And your last chance can't be another white shirt, because you could equally fuck that one up.
So you got, yeah.
That's like an IQ level 1,000 move.
I don't know, man.
Is 1,000 for an IQ good?
This and then like it dries and you can like barely, you could see it a lot less. Or you just don't spill in your shirt like a little kid.
I have trouble with that. Anytime I wear a bright color, like, or white, I spill on it every time. It's because the pressure. I do bad under the pressure, I guess.
All right, so this is what I want to ask. Ethan, but then there's shit that you should care about and Ethan doesn't.
But that's subjective.
Ethan will...
That's I don't care, but all right,
Ethan literally, he won't show up to a swamp with a stain on his shirt because he's embarrassed that a bird might see it.
Facts.
But he'll show up shamelessly late to a meeting.
No, I won't.
You fucking will. Because I'm like, we got to get in the car. It's 32 minutes away. You got 33 minutes to get there. And he just wandering around the house looking at the fucking corners in the ceiling. Like doing nothing at all, and we'll show up like 5 minutes later. He goes, no, I'm not going to care. You're not going to care. It's fine.
You think I'm looking at the quarters in the ceiling, but I'm making sure that I have a presentable outfit, which a lot of the times you don't. I'm making sure that I smell good and put fragrance on, which a lot of the time you don't smell as good as me. And then also, you have floppy coconut hair, and I have to fix my hair so that I look like a presentable human being in some of these meetings. And I'm rocking floppy coconut hair right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Because I haven't gotten a haircut in too long.
As I said, it's pretty hypocritical.
But that's what I'm not just staring at the fucking crevices in the ceiling.
No, you are, bro.
Maybe I'm doing that simultaneously while I'm applying my fragrance.
You're in your own world is where you are. I walk in the house, and I'm like, Ethan, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I don't know. I swear I've ran inside from my car and asked you what you were doing. You said, I don't know. When we were late on the way somewhere important.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know.
Also, the amount of times that I've threatened that I was going to drive separately from Ethan to get to somewhere. Oh, that's the fucking thing is we're twins. And whenever we have meetings, the people have meetings with the Dolan twins. So we have to show up together. But a lot of times, I will fucking show up by myself if it wasn't for the fucking damn Dolan twins. If it wasn't for the Dolan twins, I would show up timely. But I have this kid attached to me.
Now, I will say that we've been late to maybe one meeting.
Because of me. You seriously don't care, bro.
No, I just know that you're in charge of making us on time.
He doesn't care. And honestly, maybe that's the key to life.
Yeah, but then when we get to the meetings, who speaks the most?
Me.
No, you fucking don't. Don't even start, because you literally told every twin that we tell you, they're like, who's the one who speaks the most at the meetings and who's the one who... Me. And me. Because you're like, sometimes like Ethan, like sometimes I can't talk and then okay. I just let Ethan take
over. What about the Zoom meeting today that I was on time for? We had a 10 o'clock Zoom meeting this morning.
Well, here's...
Let me explain myself.
I didn't talk as much on it. Because I rolled out of bed
at 9:55. Guess who woke you up? You weren't making...
You're in charge of making us on time. And I just wasn't awake enough yet to talk that much.
You weren't going to make the meeting. And listen, he rolls out of bed at 9:55 and then moseys around doing whatever the fuck. And I'm on Zoom for the first 10 minutes of the meeting without him.
Well, guess what, Grayson?
And when people were like, what do you guys think? I would look to my side and pretend I was looking at Ethan and going, oh, yeah, we like that.
Well, let me tell you something
right
now.
And I was covering for his ass. He wasn't even there.
Let me tell you something right now. You go to bed at grandpa hours.
Not even. No, you went to bed at 1.
No, you went to bed at... You've been going to bed at like 11. And here's the thing about...
I went to bed at 1:30 last night and I got up at 8.
Here's the thing about 11. Nocturnal animals will wake up at 11. And guess what?
What?
I was awake playing video games at 2 a.m. Guess what I heard from inside the wall?
What?
A nocturnal animal. There was a rat and or raccoon And I say and or because if there's both of them, then they're probably up to something a little suspicious. They're probably making a motherfucking
a raccoon
hybrid. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I would have not caught them in the act if I wasn't up at 2 a.m. And guess what? We would have not known that we have nocturnal animals living inside the walls of our house. And there was a little hole where they didn't patch properly around a pipe that they just fixed in the house. And a raccoon and a rat could have been running around our house while we were sleeping if it wasn't for me catching them while they were getting it on inside the wall. And guess what? We just had an ethical wildlife control person come to the house and remove the rat from the wall. Because I found him in there while you were fucking snoozing. Are rats even nocturnal? I don't know. Ask yourself. Are rats even nocturnal?
No.
You are the rat.
Dude, why are the rats in Paris like a vibe though?
But why is calling someone a rat?
Like, wait, no, get this. You go to the Eiffel Tower and there's little rats running around. But
They're ratatouille,
so it's cool. You just get along. In normal situations, like in New York City, when you see a rat, it's kind of like, and you run away
from it. Rats have a bad reputation, dude. They're no different than raccoons, and raccoons are fucking awesome.
They have a bad rep, too, because they attack humans.
No, they don't. I've never been attacked by a raccoon, nor have I ever seen anyone be attacked by a raccoon.
When I was little, someone said, watch out for raccoons because they'll attack you.
Bullshit, it's a bad reputation.
It is, that's fake.
It's fake bullshit. Also,
if it attacked me, I would hug it.
Rats are adorable and people can have them as pets. And they're probably smart. They're probably smarter than a lot of pets that people normally have. And you just don't know it. Because they got a bad reputation and they're underrated. So the rat in my wall deserves... Here's the issue about the rat in my wall. Like, I put the wall here. He accidentally ended up here because he thinks it's a fucking treehouse, which he knows how to navigate through. He ends up in a house because he doesn't know what that is because humans built it. And then he goes in my attic, falls down my wall, and now I have to free him because I was jailing a rat in my wall.
Bro, who has gotten attacked by a raccoon, though? Why'd I even say that?
I think it's because
they get rabies. They get rabies? Yeah, but humans get far worse things than rabies. Look at the fucking Capitol building right now.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's a bunch of rabid idiots.
No, legit. So rats,
I don't want to call people names.
I think it's safe to do that. Did you see the dude?
Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh.
Did you see the dude with like the fuzz hat on with the tail on it?
Come on, man.
And he's like, he has no shirt on in the Capitol building. I think he's wearing underwear. I don't fucking know. He was like close to nude. I saw a lot more of that guy's body than I wanted to. And he was around a bunch of people who thought it was normal, apparently, because they just looked like they were participating in whatever he was.
Gosh.
All right, enough of that. My blood is going to get piping and start sweating even more. Anyway, don't sleep on rats.
And they won't sleep on you because they're nocturnal.
I don't even know if they're nocturnal. I think he has just a bad sleep schedule.
It's kind of like you. You're the fucking rat.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm proud of it.
Rats are underrated.
I'm underrated.
When we went to Paris, like, there's little rats running around and stuff in the fields, but it's like, you picnic with them there. It's a different vibe. It's a Parisian rat vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down on the ground and you give a an edge of your baguette.
Yeah.
They do it differently there, and I think they do it correctly.
I do too. America's got it all backwards.
What's going on with that though? Why are there so many rats? Oh, because there's like a sewer underneath it.
No, but all jokes aside, the animal reputation is a big fucking serious issue.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know that pigs and cows are exponentially smarter than dogs and cats, which everyone has as pets. And then
put into perspective, you would have a lot of realizations there.
Yeah. So I think that is definitely a really big issue. But shout out to Paris for respecting rats.
Yeah.
For the most part, from what I've seen.
I don't know. I don't even know if they do. It was just I had respect for them when I was there.
Okay.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Crows are really smart too. Crows are smarter than my parrot, my bird. My bird's fucking not that smart. She's a little
she's cuckoo.
She's a little cuckoo.
But she's a good bird.
But crows have a bad reputation. because they sound kind of annoying sometimes. But hey, we probably sound annoying as shit to them.
Did you guys know?
Look at the people in the White House, in the Capitol building right now. They sound annoying as shit.
All right. Did you guys know that crows can repeat words? They could speak. And ravens are especially. They're kind of like a crow. Kind of like a crow, but they're like the smartest bird ever. They could figure out puzzles.
See, what if we teamed up with these smart animals that we're mistreating and sleeping on, and we all put our brains together? What could we come up with? Probably a lot of stuff.
We'd be able to fly by now.
Maybe they could teach us. I'm going to be the first human ever that gets taught to fly by a crow.
I believe in you, bro. If you grow out your beard enough and then you tie each hair to your wrist.
That would actually be like... No, you got to tie it like... So one strand goes around here and then they progressively goes closer and closer and closer to your wrist. So then it makes like a big...
No, you just take small flaps like this.
Oh.
No, it'd be like this.
Okay.
Any New Year's resolutions?
Let's see. I wanted to get up and work out early every day, but I decided not to do that because it's just going to make my life less enjoyable. Here's the thing. You think that like you got to get over the hump, but no, it fucking sucks, okay?
I enjoy doing it.
If I'm going to work out, I'm not going to do it when I'm dead tired and then be drowsy the rest of the day and feel like shit. I'm going to do it when I want to do it, which is like kind of midday, and then I'm going to get a good night's sleep because I feel happy when I sleep a lot.
But why is it that it wakes me up?
Because there's something wrong with you.
No.
Yes.
Who's more normaler?
Oh, that's a good question. All right, here's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to explain all the reasons why I'm normal. And then I'll let Grayson explain all the reasons why he thinks he's normal. And then you guys in the comments, let us know who you think is more normaler. Because this is a conversation that we have a lot. He thinks he's way more normaler than me.
We know normal is not a word. We're just using it to try to be funny.
But do we? But do we, though?
Because is normal a word?
Okay, anyway, here we go.
Is normal a word?
I am normal.
Are you sure? Can you check it?
Yeah. I am normal because I like to sleep. I'm normal because I don't like to immediately... work out when I can't even open my eyes yet and I still got sleep crust in them. I'm normal because I like to play video games. I'm also normal because I like to eat breakfast when I wake up, not 8 hours after I wake up. I'm just kind of comparing myself to all the shit that Grayson does. I'm also normal because I like to pick out an outfit that I like, that I feel looks good. And I like to leave the house looking presentable when we're allowed to leave the house again.
He's just throwing shots.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
It's not a word. The Urban Dictionary came up.
Okay. All right, Grayson. I think that should tell you guys why I'm normal enough.
Okay.
Grayson, you go.
I'm normal because I get up at a reasonable hour because I like structure in my life.
Okay. Real quick, what's reasonable?
Like in between 7 and 9. It's not that intense.
It's pretty fucking intense. Keep going.
I am normal because I understand how to make a vegan grilled cheese sandwich.
I don't know how to get the cheese to melt.
I am normal because I know how to put cereal in a bowl.
I know how to do that.
Maybe, bro.
You think I maybe know how to do that?
Yeah.
I spill because I'm impatient.
I am normal because I don't react to spilling on my shirt as if there's some sort of apocalypse out there.
That's the one that's going to make me win right now. That's the one that's going to make me win. No one likes spilling on their shirt. You're just a fucking weirdo who doesn't care about it. Keep going.
I'm normal because...
Dig yourself deeper in this ditch, please.
I wear a matching pair of socks.
Never do I ever not wear a normal matching pair of socks. Oh, you're not. Oh, you're just saying you.
I'm just saying
you. Okay. I do that too.
I'm normal because...
You You got no more reasons. You're not normal.
You come to think of it, I'm weird. I'm an oddball.
No, don't be normal.
Yo, here's the least normal thing that I've done in the past 48 hours. Drank water out of a mug.
That's fucked up.
So, okay, so we got these mugs because I like to drink coffee when I record a podcast, but I've already had 6 coffees today, so I couldn't do that. Because I'd be coming at you guys way too fast. I'd be coming in way too hot. So I decided to put water in here. Probably, you know, because my kidneys probably couldn't handle any more coffee beans.
Couldn't handle anymore?
No. So I put water in here, and it just feels weird drinking water out of this mug. Like, I feel like it should be a hot liquid. It almost feels like gross. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It feels like I'm drinking like cold soup when I'm drinking water out of a mug.
Yeah, or cold coffee, which is just gross if it's not iced coffee.
Oh,
unintentionally cold coffee is gross.
Room temp coffee.
Cold.
Dude.
Room temp tea? Disgusting.
Bro, you know what's weird? There's a demographic. There's a fan base for room temp coffee out there.
There has to be.
There's something for everything.
Guys, no shame. If you like room temp coffee, please comment below. I'm not throwing shots, dude.
I'm saying you're like badass.
You're special.
Like you're
not the kind of special that Trump is talking about. The good, actual, nice kind of special.
Yeah.
The real kind of special.
I think Trump got the word special and fucking stupid confused mm-hmm. with one another.
Yeah.
Cause fucking stupid sounds kind of like special.
It has an S in there.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic, so sometimes I might even.
So what could have happened is Trump read the teleprompter that he had previously typed up incorrectly because he's dyslexic, and he said special and I love you instead of go the fuck home. You're fucking stupid. That could have happened.
God.
This country will.
Yeah, guys,
reach a point where it is better.
We're gonna do it.
Has to.
We're this gen.
There's no down from here.
No, this gen's gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm speaking it.
This generation.
I'm speaking it and I'm believing it. Okay,
I will say that I didn't see any young people doing that shit.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They're all of the,
not to my surprise.
They're all that funky age.
That they got the funky 40s.
Yeah.
The funky 40s, dude.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Dude, everyone in their 40s right now.
Not all of you.
No, not all of you. Anyone who's in their 40s right now who's not listening to this podcast. Funky 40s.
Yeah.
Funky 40s. I feel like that's what life is right now. It's like we got some like old people who are like woke because they're like old and they've lived through a lot and they have these realizations.
Like how old are these people?
Like 70 plus.
Like 70 plus. Yeah, yeah. And I say 70 plus people. Some of them are very woke. I've met like really like woke with the fucking times 70 plus people.
I think it's because they've gone through a lot, like the Great Depression, things like that. So they have an open mind. And these funky 40 people, like they just had updos in the 80s and shit, and that's it.
They didn't experience what,
like in high school,
they didn't experience and firsthand see the shit that the older people did. You know what I mean? That actually taught them a lesson. Like the funky 40s people didn't really learn through experience, I don't think.
I'm not sending shots at like, okay.
But the issue is that they're in powerful positions. That's the fucking issue.
Yeah.
We need some young people in charge.
We do.
And the thing is, like, you don't even need to be in charge. You could just take charge as a young person.
Yeah.
And do it.
We all have a platform.
Like, literally, like, if you... Okay. If your parents are saying some fuck shit, it's totally okay to have a mature conversation with them and let them know that they are. Take charge. Literally take charge of your fucking family dinner if they're talking irresponsible, messed up stuff. You don't have to agree with people just because they're older. But Grayson has to agree with me because I got him by 20 minutes.
Have you ever thought, what if we got like body swapped at birth? Like they had a little baby body and then they switched them around?
No. You know, here's the thing. So we helped our parents out when we were born. So because people always would ask us like, yo, what if Ethan is Grayson and Grayson's Ethan? Like what if my mom named... Because like the first one out was supposed to be called Ethan.
Yeah.
And I was the first one out.
So
and people think. Were like, yeah, people were like, what if you were switched up because you look so alike when you're babies that your names got switched somewhere along, maybe even at like 2 years old. But the thing is, I had jaundice when I was born, so I was yellow
and I
had to go into an incubator. So Grayson was also
dead.
Dead.
I was I was.
Grayson died for almost a minute at birth.
I was not
breathing.
Breathing, and I didn't have a heartbeat when I was born. So we haven't gotten
confused. Yeah, yeah, that's my answer to that question, is that I was yellow and Grayson wasn't alive. So they took the. Okay, so that's how they differentiated us. That's really bright.
Because
story.
Of that, I needed special care, so they put Grayson into there.
Yeah, you were in the NICU, and I was in the incubator. And then I went home before you, and I was sad because Grayson was still at the hospital and I was home. And then
did we, because we must have spent a week apart from each other for the first week of our lives.
That's probably the longest we've ever spent apart.
We just did 4 days. We almost set the new record.
No, that wasn't four. It was 3.5.
Oh. I thought I made it 4.
I don't even know if it was 3.5. It was like,
I got pissed, dude, because he, in last podcast, he was like, you're going to miss me. Watch, you're coming home. You're going to miss me. And I was like, no, I'm not. And the next day I woke up and I missed him. I was like, fuck. And then I just booked a flight home.
And he won.
Yeah.
He was pissed because I won.
I was in Jersey for a week?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
I don't think I was. Was it 6 days?
Nah, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
All right.
It wasn't that long.
But it still happened where I woke up. What the fuck is going on?
Why does that happen sometimes? Sometimes my brain just says the wrong thing. I was speaking for you, but sometimes mine does that too.
My words just came out before I even knew what I said. And I did say woke up. And I woke up and I felt like I missed Ethan. And so I booked a flight.
I haven't confirmed how long you were gone.
Okay. While you're doing that,
I've been watching a lot of movies lately, which is something that I haven't ever really done until now.
Me either. Everyone's always like, oh, you know this actor or this director, this movie? And I'm like, no.
But now I'm starting to know.
Yeah.
I'm getting educated on life.
On movies.
What's like the least educated area of life that you're like kind of putting off?
I want to learn Spanish. But I know a fair amount.
Not enough. So you want to become bilingual and you think you're putting it off because you think it's essential for you to know.
I think being bilingual is essential for me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm putting it off because I'm intimidated by the fact that it's going to be hard.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But I do know so much. I know too much to like to not learn the rest of the
language.
Have
you reached the Valley of Doubt?
I've reached the Valley of Doubt.
So when you're learning a new skill, apparently you have false... What is it called again?
You have...
False ambition.
No, you have a... come on. You just fucked me up. I knew what it was, and you said you didn't know, so then I thought I didn't know. It is called...
You do know.
It is called... It's not naive. What's the other word? It begins with an I, and it means like you're not smart.
It's not going to begin with an I.
No.
It's not going to begin with an I. No, it's not gonna. He always gets that part wrong. Grayson's always like,
what's
I have a word,
word
I'm thinking of. It begins with a Q, and it's like silver. I'm like,
well, that's all you had.
So yeah.
Because quicksilver is maybe why I would think that.
Okay, what the fuck are we thinking about right now? Another word for naive? Sorry, Pete.
Ignorant. Me. Yeah, I was right. I was right. I was
first
right.
Time ever.
I was right, and you were wrong. Ethan was wrong because it began with an I and I was right. So you have to swallow the L now, Ethan.
Not going to swallow the L.
You have to swallow the L.
No, because you're normally always wrong.
You were wrong.
Not.
How did that taste? You need some water to help that go down? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's that L?
It was good.
How's it sitting in your stomach?
We do this thing where one person, if we're wrong at the end of like a long argument, the person who's wrong has to swallow the L. Because if they don't, then the argument will just continue and branch off into another argument. So we figured that what better way to end an argument than swallowing the L if you lose? Why do we do that shit? There's like two things in our twin code that we've come to a conclusion that we both agree on together, and that's a rock, paper, scissor battle is always final in anything. Because, like, if I leave my phone in the other room and I'm like, oh, great, go get my phone for me. It's like, for some reason, I feel like he should just have to do everything for me. And then he doesn't feel like that. So we always do a rock, paper, scissor. Like, today we were working out and Grayson was like, go get the speaker inside. I was like, why me? You want the speaker for both of us. And then we did a rock, paper, scissor and I lost, so I had to get it. So that's rock, paper, scissors are final with twins with us. And then also, if you lose an argument, you have to swallow the L so that the argument doesn't prolong. And to do that, said loser has to go bop, just like that. Bop.
Yeah, you have to, it's like a cartoon swallow. And it's, I'm telling you, you have never been defeated until you swallowed an L before. Yeah. Especially when your twin brother is looking you dead in the fucking eyes.
Can you just give me an example of how you swallowed an L? Bop.
Yeah. Like, imagine losing an argument and you have to fucking do that. Like, it's a rule between
we
us.
We have to. Because it's funny. Because then at the end, I can just go, bop. I'm like, bop.
And then we laugh.
Yeah.
And then it's happy.
But no, it's, really it's awful. It's awful until you do it.
I just like I just messed my jaw up swallowing that L. That was a big L. It was too big for my mouth.
Okay.
Anyway, moving forward.
So back to what we were talking about. When you start something like a new skill or a new I don't fucking know. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Anything where a skill is involved and knowledge and you need to learn and educate yourself. You start and you have like a lot of ignorant optimism. Like you don't know much about it, but you're so optimistic. You're like, oh, I could do this. Mm-hmm. And then as you get educated, you start to like have a little bit of doubt. You
know, because like this is actually going to be hard.
This is actually going to be hard. And then you end up in this thing at the bottom here, and it's called the Valley of Doubt. And that's when you're like, oh shit, this is too hard. And then a lot of people quit there, and that's why they never end up doing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a common reality. But if you make it through the Valley of Doubt with hard work, perseverance, all things of that nature, you end up having some educated optimism. Because now you're like, you know what? I'm starting to learn. I just put off the fact that this was too hard. It's because it's not. That's not a fact. That was an opinion. You know, my opinion was that it was too hard, but I've proved myself wrong. And now I'm optimistic that I can do this and I know about it. And then after that, you reach success. And so right now, I kind of lie in the Valley of Doubt that I will learn Spanish.
But I think if you
because I've learned so much, and now I'm at a point where I'm like, oh shit, wait, why is it still hard?
I think if you can recognize that you're in the Valley of Doubt, it'll give you a little bit more of like educated optimism, maybe prematurely.
Yeah.
Because you know that's how it goes when you're learning something.
All right. I'm just going to do it now. I'm going
to
learn.
You're in the Valley of Doubt, I'm going to learn how to speak Spanish too.
I've gotten a lot better at understanding it. Like if someone's speaking it, I could like kind of, I can understand what they're talking about. Not word for word, but I can understand what they're talking about.
Something that I haven't educated myself on enough, being completely honest, is politics. And I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's
but here's my
essential.
Theory.
I don't know if it's, you know, damaging to not know these things about politics or if I should look into it more. Like is that opinion based? Because there's some people that do know a lot about politics and there's some people that don't know anything. And I feel like I have not really experienced a person losing respect for not knowing a lot about politics. Like it's always like kind of accepted to not know that much, you know?
Yeah. I think to me, I feel like because of the things that I've personally observed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of political facts are really just opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
Because look at
everything's so split.
Trump, for example, he's saying these things and just blurting out all this shit.
And
none of it's factual, but he's speaking about it like as if it is fact. So if I were to listen to him, I would be misinformed on certain things. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Don't fucking listen to him.
Exactly. But that's what...
So it's like... And he is the president.
And he is a political
figure. Well, I guess it makes sense for me to not want to know anything about politics because Trump has been president for 8 years.
Yeah.
I've been informed on everything about like the election and everything. I think that's the most important time for me to get educated. And I did. But yeah, before that, I didn't know shit. Also, I wasn't even old enough to vote before that.
Yeah, I think you're at the point in your life, we're at the point in our lives where we should start to learn about these things, educate ourselves.
Yeah.
But Spanish is something I really want to learn because so many people in America speak Spanish. Some people around the world speak Spanish. Something I thought of is like in like Europe, for example, there's a bunch of countries and they all mostly speak their own native language. Mm-hmm. You know, some countries, you know, the language carries over from country to country, but there are so many different languages in so many different countries in Europe. And in South America, it's the same language being
spoken
across so many different countries.
Learn English first and then
so there's so many Spanish speaking countries in this world and so many Spanish speaking people in America where I live that I need to learn.
Yeah. It's also like a fun language.
And they say that
maybe because Bad Bunny makes it fun.
Yeah, Bad Bunny makes it really fun. Like, I listen to him every single day, and I don't really know what he's saying
yet. I know. Imagine when you do, it's going to hit that much harder.
And Rosalia.
Yeah. They're probably spitting some facts, and we have no clue. But hey, it's still funny. You don't have to know.
Yeah. So I'm going to learn Spanish. That's how I'm speaking about it. I'm going to learn Spanish in 2021. Fully. I'm going to be speaking fluent or close to fluent Spanish by the end of 2021.
You think that fast?
Yeah. I know so much already, and my pronunciation's good.
All right. Let's give him a sentence. Say, the door is open. Can you close it? With good pronunciation.
¿Cómo se dice open?
Abrir.
Abrir. La puerta está abrir.
Abierta.
Abierta. Yeah. Ah! I rolled it. Did I roll my R too much? Maybe. I'm gonna.
La puerta está abierta.
That's it.
No, I said, can you please close it, right? Por favor.
Can you please close it? Por favor, cierra la puerta.
Cierra la puerta.
Cierra.
Cierra la puerta. Fuck.
It's in the R.
Cierra la puerta. Okay, we gotta fix, our tongues don't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't move fast enough yet.
Yeah.
My tongue doesn't have that romance to it. Not yet.
Yeah. It'll get there. Yeah. I believe in you.
Thanks. But okay, my pronunciation isn't that bad. I'm not calling it a puerta, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying hola, all right?
Gosh.
I got this down a little bit.
There's people in Spanish class that pronounce it like that.
I know.
Hola. Ah! Gracias.
Gracias. Oh, it sounds like the name of like a Greek soldier or something.
Spread positivity moment.
Guys, I literally can't talk. I'm sorry. So
right when he starts reading,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to
this
read.
This shit starts scrambling.
This week's spread positivity shout out goes to India Holiday. Holiday.
There you go.
My spread positivity nomination goes to myself. A month ago, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease whilst in my final year of university, causing a lot of anxiety. I want people to know that no matter what the challenges you're faced with, whether they be for your health, family, or work, you can absolutely do anything you put your mind to because you are stronger than you look and braver than you feel. Wow, look at that quote. Stronger than you look and braver than you feel.
That's dope.
Always remember to support yourself as much as you support others. Another important
thing. That's really important too.
And then the last is a little personal message to us about our channel and stuff.
I really love what India said about being supportive to yourself as you are to others, because that's something that I struggled with. Like, I would give a lot of my friends advice that I probably needed to take, or I would be very supportive of my friends when I would talk down on myself. And it really is important to support yourself, because if I didn't at one point flip a switch and start supporting myself, I would have nothing left to support my friends with. You know what I mean? I'd crumble. So that's really amazing.
Yeah. That's a good call to action you had in there, to support yourself like that. And a lot of times I think that I find myself trying to find the line of like, maybe it's just me being hard on myself, but I'd be like, am I being cocky or narcissistic right now? Like, am I talking myself up too much when I find myself supporting myself? Because sometimes you really only have yourself
to turn to.
Yeah, you know, when you're alone, you're in your thoughts. So it's good to practice to be supportive to yourself. Yeah, I guess when you're alone, even if it is cocky, who cares? You know, support yourself.
It's not, though. That's the thing. It's just
there's like a misconception there.
People have just, you know, just like rats. What's wrong with rats? They're fucking cute and they're cool. There's nothing wrong with supporting yourself. It's not to be frowned upon. It's just other people made that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People made up that rats were assholes and they're awesome.
And it sounds like you experienced something that drove you to face a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you
stood up in a time of adversity.
Yeah, and supported yourself and got through it, India, that is amazing. So
you can do anything. You really can do anything. And you proved it to yourself. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. That's a great note to end on. I know that we've been kind of all over the place this episode, like the countries all over the place.
We weren't expecting to see, like, we literally As we were sitting down to record this episode, we looked at the news and we saw that and we knew we had to talk about it. And we didn't really have that much time to process it, but we knew we needed to talk about it, so we did. So could have been why we were all over the place today.
But it was fun, nevertheless, and having conversations with you guys always makes me feel better. I feel like I got a clear head going into my life after these podcasts. So thanks for listening.
We'll see you next Thursday, as always. If you guys want to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss a podcast, we post every week. But I know you guys have busy lives, and we really appreciate you listening when you do. Or, you know, you can turn on that post notification bell, too, to be notified when they come out in case you miss it up, in case YouTube's slipping or something.
And we want to shout out the positive things you do and or your friends do. So let us know your nominations, whether they're yourself or your friends or those around you. And hit us with some positivity, and we'll
spread it out.
We'll shout you out. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Love you guys, and see you on Thursdays. Every Thursday, forever. Peace.